This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the DJV Health Program for the last time. For the last time this year, and a welcome into the new year as we bridge the old with the new. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida, a great place to go to visit Ken. You can have telemedicine, just connect with the office, and they will set you up. Ken has a New Year's resolution to serve more people, spend more time in the office, less time on the golf course. That's your resolution, Ken, right? Isn't that it?
It would be hard to spend less time on the golf course than I am now.
Right. Ken is not exactly a golfer, but he is in the office a lot, so you're bound to find him sooner or later. Our overview here on DJV Health is every week we're trying to put together the major information that Ken culls as a scientist and a researcher from all of the news magazines, from all of the journals of medicine, et cetera, et cetera. And as usual, much of what we do today, if not all of it, is going to focus on COVID, and we'll have questions for Dr. Ken later in the hour as well. Let's start with a question about, there's a story floating around, and I would like to have confirmation from you, that one is better if you're looking to get the protections from having had, the antigens, I guess, from having had COVID. You're better off to get Omicron because that will give you any kind of protection you need from any variant. So you don't want to try to get Delta, but you want to try to get Omicron if you want to have, according to this anyway, if you want to have immunity. You buying that?
Well, whoa. This is like playing telephone with children, and by the time you get the message, after 12, five-year-olds have told the story, it's a
Are you accusing
different.
Me of being a five-year-old, Dr.
No, No. I'm just saying this is what happens when you have scientific facts and it just gets discussed and what you hear out the other end.
Right.
Okay. The key is, if possible, you don't want to get any of this. Okay.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
You want to get vaccinated, and you want to wear masks when you're inside right now if you don't know the status of the other people around. Because right now, I guarantee you, if you are indoors without a mask with someone who has Omicron, I guarantee you'll get Omicron. The problem with this new variant is that you are most contagious a day or two before you even have any symptoms.
Right.
And so you don't even know you're sick with it. And then you're also up to about 3 days into the symptoms. That's when you're most contagious.
So if I may interrupt for just a second, does it make sense to be tested then if you show up, if you like I've gotten a couple of tests, the store-bought tests, and they show that I'm negative. So if, in fact, you're showing positive, that doesn't mean anything that day because you're not going to be you were more contagious before you took the test. If it shows that you have it, then you're not as contagious or maybe not even contagious at all as you were 3 or 4 days before you showed signs. That what you're saying? I think that's what I hear you saying.
That's not what I'm saying. The test of positivity is different than symptoms. The test of positivity just means you're infected with one of the strains of COVID. And once you get infected, then is the time course of when do you start having symptoms. Because unless you test yourself every day, and I'm not recommending this, you're just not going to know when you've crossed the threshold to be infected.
Some
because your
do
symptoms
take it,
don't
maybe.
Really tell you that.
Yeah.
And that's the whole problem right now of why Omicron, like the Eiffel Tower, is going up in incidence, skyrocketing across the country. We're seeing record-breaking numbers of people getting Omicron this week. And you're talking about whether you develop protection. There's definitely benefit to natural immunity. And whether the natural immunity is better from Delta or from Omicron. It's a little hard to know, but there's definitely some benefit to natural immunity. But the hope is what you're talking about is there's a recent report this week that the natural immunity from Omicron may help fight Delta better than the natural immunity from Delta helps fight Omicron. But definitely natural immunity from either the original strain or from Delta helps a bit against Omicron. And if that hasn't confused you, congratulations, go to the front of the class.
No, actually, I think I was the one who was confusing. I think you unconfused it with alacrity, so that's good. All right, so now moving into the testing and, well, whether you show you're positive or not, once you find that you are positive or if you know you're exposed, there's an interesting study about that this week. Telling people or suggesting, I guess my question to you is, what do you do after you found out you are positive or you've been exposed? Then what's next?
We need a little bit of time to talk about this because this is probably the most important.
All right, then let me take a break. All right, let me take a break and then we'll come back to it. All right, we'll do that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health with Dr. Ken, airing around the country late in the week and through the weekend. And always, you can always, always, always get the podcasts free at djvshow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. One of the things that I find important to underscore as we get to the end of the year and into the new year, the number of people have been talking about this for months and months and months, trying to set up a defensive pass, if you will, for people who've done a good job losing weight. They want to keep it off, but they kind of say, oh, I want to have a party. I want to have two parties. I want to have three parties. I want to celebrate New Year's. I want to eat a lot of turkey, whatever it is, and you put the weight on, right? 7 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever you put on. You didn't do what I suggested you might do, and that's get onto or continue, if you've been on it, the protocol for Calitrin, which is to the main reason you do it is to support yourself once you've lost the weight to keep the weight off. Simple, solution-oriented, and very easy. All you do is go to toploss.com. And you go to all the information. You can spend as much time there as you want to. You spend hours there reading the success stories, how the formula works, how you get connected to a counselor, all that stuff to your benefit. But I want to just point you in the right direction for the kind of support that you probably would like to have to keep the weight off. Get rid of it. Keep it off. Use Calitrin, an all-natural way to support your body in the loss of weight and keeping yourself healthy. Go to toploss.com, use the DJV code, don't have to pay for shipping, get special pricing. It's a great deal for everybody all the way around. Just check it out. Website again, toploss.com for the new year. Resolve to lose that weight and keep it off using Calitrin.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. Silversingles.com/radio.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the 4 steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just four simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Very important conversation. All the things that we do here are important. I'm proud to have Ken as a part of my programs. And we were just sort of laughing a little earlier how long we've been doing this together. His daughter was four when we first started doing this, and she just got engaged. She's 25. So there you go. Time marches on. And so we look back at this year and how horrid it has been. We were anticipating last year at this time, oh, wow, we're going to have a better year. People said, oh, this is going to be great. We get rid of COVID and we'll have a natural, wonderful life again, normal. Sorry, that didn't work. So now a lot of people are saying that's going to happen next year. We'll let Ken look into his crystal ball later on. But in the meantime, I've asked him, what do we do after we find out we have been exposed to a COVID variant or we've tested positive? All right, Ken.
All right, this is going to affect, I bet, almost everyone listening right now, because this new variant Omicron is so contagious that everyone listening either is going to know somebody who's had it and is going to get exposed and then wonder, what do I do now? Or they themselves are going to get it. And let me talk about this, because everybody's going to have to deal with this, and soon, in the next few weeks. So if you have tested positive for COVID-19, you're infected. And then you need to isolate now for just 5 days. It's down from 14 down to 10, and now the recommendation is 5 days.
Do I hear two?
You're not going to hear two, but you're going to hear five. And this is based on good science. You're infectious about a day or two before you get symptoms, and then for about 2 to 3 days after you have symptoms is when most of your infectious state to others is occurring. So this makes a lot of good scientific sense. The CDC has finally acknowledged it and they've caught up with the science. We're happy. So, and this will help get everybody back to work and live with this in a reasonable manner. So if you've tested positive, you're infected, you need to isolate for 5 days. After the 5 day isolation, Doug, if the infected person then has no symptoms, they can leave isolation, and they should wear a mask for 5 days when they're around anybody. And those who test positive also need to tell their close contacts that they're positive.
Uh-huh. All right.
Now, if you're exposed to someone with COVID, then the question becomes, what do you do next? Because I guarantee you, if you don't get it yourself, you're going to hear from somebody that you interact with, unless you're living in a bubble. You're going to hear from someone that they have COVID or they've been around COVID, and the chain is going to get back to you. So what do you do if you've been exposed to someone with COVID? What do you do next? Well, here, let me help you. It depends what your situation is regarding the vaccine. If you're vaccinated and boosted, what we now call triple vax, if you're vaccinated and boosted, there's no need to quarantine. But you should wear a well-fitting mask at all times when you're around others for 10 days after the exposure. For the unvaccinated, you need to quarantine for 5 days and wear a mask for the 5 days after that. And then the third group are those who are vaccinated but not boosted. They should wear a mask for 10 days when indoors.
All right. There you heard a word to the wise, which hopefully will be sufficient. I'll tell you the story about an event that I'm attending this weekend and what the requirements are for this event, just as an example of the sort of things that people are thinking. It really is something not to take lightly. I don't know. Most people haven't taken it lightly, but it's a faster move and probably pay more attention to it in the short run, and then we get through it hopefully much better. More information, a lot of COVID stuff as usual here on DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. At 21 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the end of the year and the first of the year, depending on when you're listening to it, because this program plays over a four-day period of time late in the week through the weekend. And then we also have our podcast information available anytime, all the time, from all of our shows at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I was going to tell you a story because I think this is kind of indicative of what's going on. Tell me what you think. I'm invited with a small group of people to the inauguration of the new mayor in Framingham, which is taking place on Saturday, the 1st of January. So it will have occurred for some who are listening to this. They originally were going to have a COVID testing on site for the people who were coming. They were going to implement that. There are those who thought it would bring an added layer of safety, but apparently the logistics are crazy because there are chances of false positives anyway. So they've decided to do this, Ken. Tell me what you think. Every attendee is going to be required to show proof of vaccination or a negative PCR test, which is the personal test, right? The at-home test?
That's the gold standard.
Okay. And that has to be within 48 hours of the inauguration, that test, negative test. Given the circumstances, this is an 100% guarantee, but there have been substantial breakthrough, cases that kind of screw this up. But every attendee will be given and must wear a high-quality mask provided by the city's health department. High-capacity COVID air scrubbers will be using, they'll have those in the hall where this is taking place. So they want to make the event as safe as possible. I thought those were kind of, there still is a risk, I guess, under the circumstances, but I'm willing to take it because this guy is somebody I love and we've been friends for a long, long time and I've supported him and I'm part of the family, so I want to go.
Is
an indoor event in the city hall. Everybody who's going to come has to RSVP, so they have a list, and you also have to got to have the card. So, or the test, or both. I'll have both, because I'm going to get tested today, because I want to be safe around my children.
So I can give you some medical advice now?
Please, yes, give me some medical advice.
So, you're triple vaxxed, right?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Okay, good.
And a flu shot.
Yeah. And the flu shot.
Yeah.
And So I would feel comfortable for you going to this event as long as you had at least a triple layer face mask on and you didn't take it off during the whole event.
Right. I won't take it off. And I believe there, I have one of those. I have an N90. Actually, I got a box of the N95s.
But well, I also have.
Yeah, I actually also
but
have
that
one
may,
of those.
That may be uncomfortable for you to wear that long through this event.
Well, that could be. I don't like wearing them long. I don't wear them when I'm in the car. Well, I mean, at work, obviously, I'm working out of a studio and there's nobody here with me but me. So I have to worry about it with me. When I'm on the farm or outside, everybody's been vaccinated. And so, you know,
outside, you're fine.
We're outside. Yeah. We don't
outside,
have
you don't have to activity. Worry. This is an indoor virus. Outside, mm-hmm. you're not going to get it.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that's what's going on. You've given me some food for thought. So I want to continue here with the focus on how we're going to deal with all of these things, not only here in America, but overseas. As you know, I was planning to go to Israel for a birthday party about a week or 10 days ago, and I didn't go because Israel shut down. Now, I wonder how long Europe is now requiring all of international flights. The airlines are going bananas again because there's so many requirements, and each airline is setting up desks. I mean, when I went to Hawaii a couple of weeks ago, I told you that I had to go through all kinds of stuff, filling out all kinds of forms. And so let's deal with that in the next half hour, what we can expect if we're traveling. Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Thousands of residents in two suburban Denver communities have been told to leave due to wind-driven wildfires. Buildings and vehicles were torched in Superior, which has been evacuated, as well as another nearby town. KCNC-TV's Jim Betterman.
The city of Louisville, the entire city of Louisville, has been evacuated under an evacuation order. The people in that city, emergency officials saying, leave now. This is a life-threatening situation.
At least 6 injuries have been reported due to the wildfires. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Biden warned of possible sanctions if Russia moved against Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Given President Biden's track record on the international stage, one lawmaker worries Biden doesn't have what it takes when it comes to dealing with foreign adversaries. New York Representative Republican Claudia Tenney on Newsmax Thursday.
I think, Joe Biden is a career politician, a guy who's worried about currying favor and making friends, not about caring for the priority of the American citizens in our country. And it's just clear after what happened in Afghanistan that he really doesn't have a forceful approach. The Secretary of Defense is out there making sure that we keep some forces and some sea ships in the sea out there. We also did give $60 million in lethal aid, and also we need to continue to bolster the intelligence that we have on the ground to be sure that this isn't going to happen and that a country with an authoritarian like Putin isn't going to go in and try to seize Ukraine, which is, has its own right to its own sovereignty and its own sovereign borders. So I'm hopeful that, that the Secretary of Defense and other diplomats, including Secretary Blinken, will back up a strong, forceful presence against Putin's intent to invade.
China is calling on the United States to protect a Chinese space station and its three-member crew after Beijing complained that satellites launched by Elon Musk's SpaceX nearly struck the station. The incidents took place July 1st and October 21st when the Chinese space station had to divert from its orbit to avoid hitting some of the hundreds of SpaceLink satellites designed to blanket Earth with internet communications. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour now in this week's DJB Health Program. This hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell has his hour, and Ken has his. Lots of different approaches to the treatment and dealing with COVID. So let's talk about the international aspects of this, Ken. You were talking earlier about what was going on in South Africa, and now I just brought up Israel. You think that those are the two places from previous conversations with you. I know you think those two countries are the ones to kind of watch as to what to do next, and don't do what Britain maybe has done or some of the other countries, because there's so much. We have a surge here, and Britain does. So what's in terms of other countries, or what do you want us to know with regard to traveling?
Regarding traveling?
Out of the country. I mean,
regarding traveling. Oh,
yeah.
International travel?
Yeah.
And okay, and we're going to talk about right now as Omicron is spiking like the Eiffel Tower going up.
Right. You like that phrase. I know you do.
Well, it describes, if you look at the graphs, it describes the graphs of incidence of this so well, how it goes up has gone up so rapidly into these huge peaks. So you have what's unique about COVID-19 is that the preventive strategy for an individual is individualized. When we tell you we want to prevent certain illnesses, usually we can tell you the same bullet points for everybody and everyone follows them and they do their best at preventing whatever you're trying to prevent. When you deal with COVID-19, the preventive strategy is different for you, Doug, than it is for Richie, who's producing the show, or it's different for me. That's the uniqueness of this illness. So for a gentleman like you, and I mean this in utter respect, at your age, anyone over 65.
Here we go with age stuff. Go ahead. Yep.
Anyone over age 65 is at significant risk of getting severe disease. That means being hospitalized. Yeah. Whereas, you know, there are with Omicron some reports of young people getting hospitalized, but the risk is much lower as you get younger in age. And as you get,
well, isn't it true that most of the cases in the hospitals aren't Omicron anyway? They're Delta still. The serious cases are Delta, not Omicron. Is that right?
Well, there's still more Delta, but Omicron, even though it appears, and we'll only know this for a fact in the next week, that it's a much milder disease, it's appearing that way. But as I told you earlier, the people who are most ahead of us on this is an expert from South Africa, a woman infectious disease expert who, yes, discovered this and put it on the map and has led us to believe that it's a mild disease. But she warned in a conference to physicians in America about a week ago not to yet jump and conclude it is
not to get
weaker excited as it was in South Africa, because South Africa has a younger population than America, and they – in South Africa have more natural immunity. They have many, many more people over mid-70s. 75% of their population has already been infected from either Delta or the original strain, much higher than in America. So South Africa was blessed, quote-unquote, with a lot of natural immunity and also a younger population. So we don't yet know whether that's the reason why it was such a mild, although extremely contagious disease in South Africa. And we're hoping that's what we discover in America, and it's looking like it is, but I want to hold off another week and watch and see before we actually conclude that this is a mild disease, and that's what the experts are recommending, and I agree, looking at the data myself. But anyway, in terms of travel, Doug, I guarantee you with Omicron, as contagious as it is, remember when we were little and Mom and Dad wanted us to get the measles or the chicken pox, all they did was just bring us all into the same room and every kid in the neighborhood got it, right? You remember those days?
Yeah, I was about five.
All we had to do
4 years old, maybe. Yeah.
Right. All we had to do was be in the same house as anyone who had measles, and every kid in that house got it.
Chicken pox, same thing. That kind of stuff.
Omicron is the same way. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, If you are in a room inside, not outside, but inside, unmasked with anybody who has Omicron, you're going to get it. And there's a ton of examples of this. And the real challenge is if you're at high risk of getting severe disease, as anyone over 65 is now, I'm talking about you personally, because you don't have a lot of the other risk factors, obesity, diabetes, lung disease, heart disease, and immunosuppressive illnesses. You don't have any of that, but you are over 65 in all due respect. So accept that. And it's impossible to get in an airplane and go overseas and not have to take your mask off. And if the gentleman next to you or anyone in that plane is in the pre-COVID era, where they're not yet positive by their test, but they're very contagious, you're going to get it, I promise you. Because you can't prevent the spread by the testing, because most people are transmitting it one or two days before they even turn positive or symptomatic.
Right. Okay.
So we don't even know those people are yet infected. And if that person is in the plane with you, when you take off your mask to have lunch, you're going to get it.
Right. And so I am going to take off my mask and have my lunch.
So until this Omicron passes, for someone like you, you know, I would just put it off until this goes away. And hopefully it'll go away in the same 4 weeks that it went away in South Africa.
Yeah. You mean put off travel?
Or for you, personally. I'm not saying for you. My daughter got Omicron by traveling to Louisiana last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a lot of stuff going on that I have
and
to.
She's traveling. And she's vaccinated.
Yeah. Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
The one trip that I was scheduling in January that I'm not going to take is to come down and see you. So, but there are other things that I need to do, have to do, and so I take my chances, I guess, much as anything else. One of the things that will happen to make the planes less crowded for the next month or so. That's for sure. Much as anything else.
They weren't less crowded over Christmas.
They sure as heck weren't. The airports weren't. With all the cancellations. Can you imagine what a super spreader an airport would be with people that don't have masks on, with all the flight cancellations? There were thousands of flight cancellations.
It's a super spreader as we speak.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ken.
For people at high risk for getting severe disease, don't want to be there for the next few weeks until Omicron goes away.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about the way to make sure that you're sleeping well. It's important for your health. Ken says get 7 to 8 hours sleep every night. So if you're rolling around in bed because you don't have a comfortable bed, you don't have a comfortable mat, the two things that seem to be the most important thing, the mattress topper turns out to be pretty important, and the pillows themselves, the sheets, that kind of stuff, all these things are made in America. I had a little kerfluffle with some listeners this week because I have been saying, because that's the information that I had, that all the things that were made by MyPillow and sold in America were made in America. Turns out I have some clever listeners who checked that out and found out that wasn't the case. I still support this company. Yeah, they pay me to do the advertising, but I'm more interested in helping American workers and getting a good American product out there. Yeah, are the slippers, I guess, are made in Cambodia. At least there's nothing made in China. That's what I have to. I revise my statement because I don't want to support things and I wouldn't do advertising for something that I knew. As a matter of fact, we've had that situation where I found out that something was made in China and I just stopped. That's how I feel. But at any rate, the MyPillow products are all either made in America or they are made in places that don't have the kind of labor that's a problem and they don't have a connection to China. So, and in terms of getting a good night's rest, you need a good pillow, you need good sheets, you need a good mattress topper, so you can get those all made in America at MyPillow.com. And let's make sure that you get the 60-day money-back guarantee in your head, so you know after 2 months you don't like the stuff, you send it back and get your money back or get something new or different. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and look at the podcast. The thing that I like is that there are products that are listed in the catalog that you can find and get the discount by putting the DJV code into the little box on the Radio Listener Specials page. 30 to 65% off, plus in some cases, like the sheets, you get two for the price of one. BOGO deals galore, great deals galore, great products galore at MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page for the deal, the buy one, get one free deal, for example, like Giza Dream Sheets. Check out the use of and what you get for all the products there by using the promo code DJV at checkout at MyPillow.com.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under $20 and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work.
Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit bamboohr.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Back with Dr. Ken. So as far as children are concerned, the number of children getting, is it Omicron? So I said a few minutes ago that it seems the Omicron isn't sending people to the hospital. The Delta is. So the child hospitalization number is up. Is it Omicron that's sending them to the hospital or Delta? Why is it up 30%, the number of people, young people in the hospital?
All we know from the CDC, and they haven't broken down that data will come out in a week from now. All we know from the CDC this week is that child hospitalizations for COVID-19, Doug, have jumped 30% this week as the Omicron variant has spread like wildfire throughout America. So the presumption is it's Omicron, but they haven't broken down that data. It'll probably take another week. And this week, America is averaging 260 pediatric COVID-19 hospitalizations each day. Hmm. Children ages 5 and older can now receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Doug, the vaccination rate in America for ages 5 to 11 is only 23%.
Well, my grandson's had it, so I'm happy about that, frankly. There's an article in USA Today, that suggests that the CDC has said that Omicron is not as prevalent as the numbers originally were posted. So it sounds to me like you're either not in agreement with that, or there's some other information that sort of contradicts. Because haven't we said something that sort of contradicts that? Not as prevalent. What I read in between the lines here is there aren't as many cases. 58% of the cases this week are Omicron, and they thought, you know, that the number would be 70-some-odd percent. So what do you think of those numbers?
Part of the frustration and distrust in the American public is this up and down of information that we're getting.
Yep. Yep.
And this is a real – I mean, the messaging is just – needs to get improved because it's it would help – the CDC would help themselves to get the public to do what they would like them to do if the messaging quality improved.
So in 60 seconds, you have any comments about the flu? Apparently there's plenty of flu making a comeback after the unusual year off last year. Are you finding your patients that come into your cardiology clinic at down in Mount Dura, are they more of them getting the flu?
Yes, the flu is back this year, unlike last year. No one saw anyone with flu. It is back, and I certainly had my flu shot. And if you haven't gotten it, I would still talk to your doctor about it because you don't want to be confused about this year. Is it flu? Is it Omicron?
Right, what is it?
COVID? Is it bronchitis? What is it? And so it's nice if you can try to eliminate.
So New Mexico, Kansas, Indiana, New Jersey, Tennessee, Georgia, North Dakota have high flu activity so far this year. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up right around the corner.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back to the year in review here on the American Family Farmer. I normally spend the last few minutes of each broadcast talking to you about what I think. Or there's some comment on things that are going on the farm. And I think maybe I've actually done that with a couple of these stories, reviewing them, like the right to repair, like land ownership. And maybe this also fits into the whole, you know, not everything is bad, but not everything is good either. And it isn't so much that we're focusing on the negative, but it's more, how do you fix it? And if you don't have a good conversation or relationship with either your congressman or somebody in your senator's, one of your senator's offices, they're not going to know what you're thinking. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to contribute a few bucks because then they pay more attention to you. That's just the way the system works. But here we have this new Government Accounting Office report published the day before Christmas from the Department of Ag. Here's another blight. You know, we were talking earlier on about the amount of money that went to the farmer, the fake farmers, the PPP loans. Well, here's another one. The $3, $4, $5, $6 billion, I'm not even sure how much went to farmers, especially corn farmers, grain growers, who were given $3 billion to offset the impact of the trade policies. But where'd the money go? Did it go to the farmers who were raising the corn or the grains? Ew. It went to Sonny Perdue's pals. Once again, the second black eye here. He's got two. This market, they call it the Market Facilitation Program. They distributed $23 billion in payments to farmers under the Farm Service Agency to offset the problems farmers had because of the trade war with China. And I think we're still kind of feeling the effects, although that's kind of come around and gotten straightened out to a point. The Chinese, you know, I've, in sort of a separate thought, I have no love for the Chinese government, and they've made several comments about them buying up land, buying up things like Smithfield, the pork producers, and trying to buy Tyson and to get into our shorts, basically, when it comes to agriculture and the production of food. They want to control the supply of food in the world, and we've seen more and more of that this past year, where four big companies, ChemChina, Dow Chemical, Bayer, which owns Monsanto, and I think ADM, I can't remember the fourth one. But anyway, they all want to control the complete production. The whatever seed you get, most of them now, there are some independent seed companies, but most of them belong to one of these four companies. And in having that problem, if you will, or that specialization, they're able to, you know, tell you that you can't grow stuff on your farm. That was another one of the things that came, you know, that right to repair, and then it's the state of Maine. You see, I think this, if I were to pick one item, maybe I can't, but I'll get as close to one item as I can in terms of what was the most important thing that individuals did this year. And I clap my hands and take my hat off to the people in Maine who voted in their election in November to have the right, it's the food choice program, in essence. And what it does is ensure that every single resident of Maine can have the food they want, can grow the food that they want without interference from the government or any company like Monsanto, because farmers in Maine, as well as elsewhere around the country, have been sued by Monsanto because supposedly they took the seeds from stuff that was proprietary to Monsanto, some of the seed companies, they own about a dozen of them, and they regrew the next year the corn that came from the seedlings that originally they bought from Monsanto. So the corn stock grows, got an ear of corn, and they take the ear of corn, they take the seeds off it, and they replant it the next year. So that Monsanto wants to outlaw, and they want to control through that the way that you decide what you're going to grow and what you're going to be able to sell people that, you know, for them to eat. And the government says no to that, and it's about time. The other thing the Biden administration has done is try to break up these big ag companies and signal that we're not going to have, this is maybe a salvation. Hopefully it'll work for the family farmers. So anyway, there are all kinds of reports. There are all kinds of things that we've learned this year. I think education is the best tool. Information is the best tool. You knowing about the varying things that have been confusing heretofore and kind of irritating to farmers, better review, better transparency, more info from the USDA and the government accounting office. And, you know, what we want to have happen is to serve the people who use our product. Hopefully this next year will be another year of service for you and for me. I'm the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy New Year. It's our
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.